We're talking with Tim Luss, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the National Sorghum Producers, and we're, of course, at Commodity Classic 2015. How many years has sorghum been a part of Commodity Classic?
Wow, put me on the spot there. I believe this is year five or six. Yeah. Long enough that we're feeling very comfortable being a part of it and happy to be a part of it and excited about opportunities. As always, we continue to see, at least from the sorghum industry sector, our programs grow, our attendance grow, and so it's been a very positive move for us.
It seems like that when you look back over 2014, really a pretty good year for the sorghum industry. You got a good crop, you got some wins in the farm bills, that's a lot of good things.
No doubt about it. I think sometimes when macro prices drop, everybody tends to say, well, prices are down, and that's that. But a lot of good things for sorghum in 2014. Farm bill finally done, a very, good reference price at $3.95 there for sorghum. A lot of the PLC issues that we were worried about are resolved. A lot of the ARC yield issues. We're actually still in a few implementation issues there and really working hard to get some of those irrigated and dryland yields split in some counties. But overall, big success on the farm bill in terms of that. Certainly when you look at markets, very strong demand both internationally on the export side as well as domestically on the food side, and a lot of growth and a lot of firsts for our industry last year, and excited about that.
That reference price, the differential between sorghum and corn, is that pretty significant?
It is. I think that 25 cents there is meaningful, and certainly part of what was important for us is that, sorghum yields aren't as high. They're grown in environments that were not grown all over Iowa and Illinois, Indiana. And so when we really looked at what, protection per acre was, we needed to have that higher reference price in order to be competitive and not allow farm policy to really influence decisions there in terms of planning. And so worked very hard to get that in place and very happy that it was. And, certainly have a situation now where, policy is not going to negatively affect the sorghum industry, which certainly in some past farm bills, it's been a challenge. So excited about that there. And, even more excited that we're not really worried about that at this point because the market is pulling on our crop and, market prices are above those levels where those programs kick in.
And I guess, the market seems to be telling everybody that grain sorghum as a planting option is a good one for 2015.
It is. I've been doing this for 21 years, and, even when we've had strong old crop demand, we've never had new crop demand. And, when we look through many locations through the central part of the country right now, with basis plus 10, plus 20, you get over on the river plus 50, get down to the Gulf plus $1.50. For new crop, sorghum that's not even in the ground and been planted, very rarely have producers had the opportunity to contract sorghum at that level of basis. And so it's a very exciting time in terms of that, starting to see seed sales really move. I encourage producers that if they haven't made their decisions, we've got seed, but your favorite hybrid and your best hybrid may not be available. So encourage producers to go ahead and make those seed decisions. The other thing is that with a projected increase in acres, just logistically, as we get into March and April here, going to need to be a lot of seed moved around. And so exciting opportunities and good problems to have.
Those booking of that seed, if you are going to plant sorghum, is a really, really important deal.
It's going to be important that you get that done here in the next few weeks, definitely.
Regarding the demand, I guess everybody is pretty well aware that China is the big 800-pound gorilla in the room right now. That can be good and bad if you've got one major buyer like that.
It can, and there's no doubt about it. When you certainly look at some of our markets that have been very important to us, our domestic ethanol industry has usually bought a third of our crop. And, this year we're projecting they're only going to use about 5% of our crop because they've been outbid, and certainly they want sorghum and they need sorghum for their profitability. When you look at a country like Mexico that has been a very long customer of ours, a very similar situation. They've often bought 20% of our crop, and you know right now they're going to buy about 2% of our crop, it looks like, this year. So a lot of demand out there from other areas that right now, if we had more crop, certainly there would be more markets there that we could supply.
Is this a blip or is this a new plateau?
Well, I think I'm going to go with different wording because I think everybody talked when we got to $7 about a new plateau in ag prices, and we said I think a $3.95 reference price might be real important because things will change. It's a commodity business. I think when we look at China, certainly their government policy related to their domestic farm programs is really important to them, just as it is to our country, just as it is to any country. And I believe that provides an opportunity for sorghum that is sustainable over time. I think we've gotten caught up in some trade issues and that really have gotten all of the attention of why this is happening. But I think this is a longer-term play, really more tied to their domestic policy in China. So I believe that does give sorghum a great long-term opportunity.
You've always been kind of a strategic thinker as far as you've looked and walk through some of these tough times with sorghum, and you got some happier times right now, most certainly, especially if we can get around drought issues in some parts of the belt. What's ahead of us? What do we need to be working on right now as an industry?
Well, one of the things that I've talked to our leadership about and our leadership has bought into very strongly over the years is, I always use the example of certified Angus beef and how the vision of that board of directors invested in that for a long time before it was hugely meaningful, and then it really changed an industry. Food is that for the sorghum industry. We've invested for a number of years pretty quietly. We're really starting to see that really start hit with the Kellogg's and the General Mills of the world really start to move in, a tremendous number of specialty food companies domestically and internationally. And, when we look 10, 15 years down the road, I think there's a significant story there that our board of directors on both the checkoff and the association will be very proud of in terms of the investments they made over time to help grow that market. It's a high-value market that is a really good fit. Our crop is very good from a nutrient standpoint and a health standpoint, and a lot of very positive opportunities there.
And of course, one that you did mention that is one of those attributes that consumers seemingly, or at least a slice of consumers, are looking for, a non-GMO product.
There's non-GMO, there's gluten-free, and, some of these items will come up and come down in terms of importance. And certainly some of those markets have been a big benefit to us, but, we're moving into the core commercial markets, too, as an ingredient, and that has a lot of value long-term. And, the trends will come and the trends will go, but those core base markets are really what's critical, and that's what really excites me.
One last area, Tim, and that has to do with something we've talked about for I don't know how many years now, but the concept of sorghum being a water-sipping crop, that continues to be something you work on, I know.
We do, and certainly we're blessed that from a genetic standpoint, there's a lot of that built in. Certainly with new breeding tools that are available, we can make that even better in sorghum and continue to push that envelope, as has been done in other crops, to make it better and better. I think when we look at the Great Plains, unfortunately, our irrigation water in many, many areas continues to drop, and it's really changing the way agriculture producers think and how they rotate crops and how they manage, and sorghum has a definite fit in that mixture. So, not only is it moving more acres for us, but it's moving us on some irrigated acres that, while they don't have a lot of water, compared to a dry land scenario, it's significant for us. That helps us with some of our national yield issues. It helps make insurance more affordable. It does a lot of very positive things for the industry. So it's a piece of the puzzle that we believe, again, one of those long-term strategic trends that we see happening and won't be overnight. But as we look over the next 5-10 years, we continue to see significant changes there.